SBS Radio.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Prime Minister, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thanks, great to be here with you.
I know you'd like to talk about the tax cuts for millions of low and middle income earners announced at the budget last night, and of course the budget surplus that has been forecast, but I'd like to focus on the migrant community, who we know contribute tremendously to Australia and the economy. There's almost nothing in the budget for new migrants. Already the annual migrant intake has been slashed almost 20% down to 160,000 people per year. Waiting times for access to government services have been doubled. Processing of visas, even citizenship applications, have gone through the roof. And top of that, we heard last night that the visa fees will go up by 5%. So what is there for new migrants, Prime Minister?
Well, new migrants pay tax. And under our government, they're going to pay less tax. And new migrants access hospital and medical services. And under our government, we're increasing funding for hospital and medical services. We're increasing funding for schools, where migrants also attend schools. See, I look at all Australians as one. And everyone who lives here is accessing the safety of our country and the opportunity to make a new life. And I think one of the great principles that underpin this budget, a fair go for those who are having a go, is the very reason that we have the successful immigrant community that we have right across the country. We are the most successful immigrant country in the world, I believe, and the most successful multicultural country in the world today. And it's based on everyone coming to make a contribution, not take one.
But
and,
Mr. Morrison, they have to wait.
The migrant communities are.
They have to wait 2 to 4 years to be able to access any government services.
When you're talking about welfare payments and things like that, and that's understandable. People who've come to this country have come here to make a contribution. They've come here to get work and build a future for their families and start businesses. That's been the great success of migrant communities in Australia and why migration to Australia has enjoyed such strong support over a very long period of time. And I want to continue that.
Many migrants, especially newly arrived and settled and now permanent residents as well, were hoping that there would be some redressal to the parental visa scheme, because what has been announced previously was terribly expensive and capped. But on the other hand, the fees are all going up. And even if you look at partner visas, so someone who's here contributing to the economy when they get married, if their partner is overseas, even to sponsor, put in the application, it's $7,000, Prime Minister, and that's going up another 5%.
Well, having the opportunity to come and live in Australia is a great opportunity. And we want to make sure that the country continues to be strong and we have a very healthy migrant intake to this country. It's been one of the things that has built our nation both economically and socially over generations. But people who are coming are getting access to all of that. And we have costs and we have things that we have to run when it comes to keeping the integrity and strength of our immigration systems. And that's what these fees are designed to support, so we can continue to support a very strong and healthy immigration program. And what our government is doing is ensuring that 70% of our intake from the migration program is for skill-based migration. We're maintaining all the places for the family migration program, and the migration cap that has been reduced from 190,000 down to 160,000. That 160,000 intake is consistent with the current actual level of intake. So we're basically keeping the program running, and we're just ensuring that there is a continued strong focus on skills, and that people who are coming to the country are people who can come, get jobs, contribute to the economy, which makes Australia stronger.
Now, two new regional visas were announced to replace the old regional sponsorship migration scheme and the provisional visa that existed. So, as I understand it, out of the 160,000 annual migrant intake, about 23,000 new migrants will be settled regionally. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's right.
So in the past years when the RSMS was running, migrants have said it's incredibly hard to find jobs in regional areas that match their skills. And more than that, it's the basic infrastructure like schools, hospitals and other facilities. How is this going to work, Prime Minister?
It already is working. And what we're doing with the Regional Skilled Migration Program is working more closely with states and territories to ensure we're encouraging people in the regions where there are these opportunities. One of the reasons why regions are so keen to have more migrants, and I'm not just talking about rural towns, I'm talking about cities like Adelaide. Adelaide counts as regional migration. So does Hobart, so does Darwin, so does Alice Springs, so does Cairns, so does Newcastle and places like this. So what's important is that we're encouraging people into where the opportunities are. Now, there's over 50,000 job vacancies in regional Australia today, more than 50,000. And that's why we're improving the services to link migrants to jobs in those communities. Our cities, where most of our migrants come, and which has always been the case of settlement going back for time eternity. But they want those who have come to Australia to maintain the quality of life in the cities they've come to live in. And cities, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne and increasingly in Brisbane, are coming under great strain. And to preserve the quality of life for all Australians, including those migrants who have come to Australia for that better life, we need to keep our migration program focused and targeted and encouraging people to go to where the opportunities are. And increasingly, that is outside the big cities and in many of these regional locations. So when people go to those places, that shores up the support for the hospitals and schools and other services. I mean, one of the things we announced in this budget tonight is the hospital in Townsville. These are important services in regional Australia that I think are going to be very attractive to migrants.
So will you designate regional areas where new migrants will be resettled? So anywhere apart from Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane, is that what you're saying?
Well, that's basically, I mean, the regional areas and Perth, that's basically what it is in southeast Queensland. So that leaves a pretty wide field, I think, for people to go and find their future in Australia. And that's what the program is designed to do. And we've always had, as you know, a regional component to our migration program.
Yes.
But I don't think it's been as well planned and as integrated with the states and territories as it could have been. And that's why at the end of last year, I sat down with all the state and territory premiers and chief ministers, and we came to agreement how to better manage population growth together and to ensure that Australians grow together and not apart. And a big part of that population management plan was increase in the social cohesion programs, which bind our communities together, promote tolerance and understanding and cohesion through sporting programs, cultural programs. This, as our population grows, I want us to grow together and not grow apart. And that's why our population management plan isn't just about the migration intake. It's about the infrastructure we're investing in. It's the coordination work with the states and territories. And it's about the investment in the social cohesion of our communities, whether in rural towns or our biggest cities.
Sure. And the announcement of $50 million over 5 years to facilitate the regional settlement program for new migrants. What is that specifically being spent on?
Oh, it's about regional hubs for assistance with migration processing. That's a big part of it, linking areas of job opportunities to new migrants and these services that go in to support that process.
Prime Minister, this was Mr. Frydenberg's first budget, and I'm sure you're hoping it's not his last. Do you think there's enough in this for you to win next month's federal election?
Well, what the budget is that the Treasurer handed down last night was a plan for Australia's economic future, and it builds on the plans that we've been rolling out year by year by year. Unemployment is now down to 4.9%. 1.2 million jobs have been created. The budget is back in a surplus next year for the first time in more than a decade. We've got more people working who are of working age in this country than at any other time in our history. We need to keep that going because that's what creates a strong economy. And when you have a strong economy, you can do what we did last night, which was to invest $461 million in combating youth suicide in this country. Now, whatever community you're in, whether it's a migrant community, whether it's an Indigenous community, whether it's in a metropolitan suburb, whether it's in a rural or regional town, the scourge of youth suicide on our nation is absolutely heartbreaking. And this is why we bring the budget back into balance. This is what it means. It means we can invest in taking on these big challenges. And I'm very proud that our government is doing just that.
Mr. Morrison, the surplus, it's been criticised, has come at the cost, especially of the people who are disabled. The NDIS has been underfunded. So what is your response?
Well, that's just simply untrue. That's just absolutely not true. The way the NDIS works is it's a demand-driven program. So we basically pay for all the invoices that come in. And if there aren't those invoices, then you obviously are not going to pay an invoice that isn't there. Estimates are made of potential demand. And if demand doesn't meet that, then obviously the expenditure will be less. But what you see is that expenditure for support and services pops up to other parts of the budget, whether it's the healthcare system or the hospital system. And that's where we're seeing increased expenditure. So this suggestion that there's been a change to that as a result of a policy decision of the government is an absolute and appalling lie. It's just simply not true.
So Do you give an assurance that anyone who's eligible to claim a plan under the NDIS scheme will not be worse off and they will still be able to...
Of course. I mean, the NDIS is fully funded, and it's fully funded without increasing taxes. The Labor Party is going to increase taxes on everybody. They're going to get $200 billion of higher taxes if they're elected. And on top of that, they've got an emissions reduction carbon tax plan. Call it a carbon tax, call it an emissions trading scheme, call it a carbon price, call it whatever you like. But what I do know is it's going to put up the price on everything. And what that means is Australians are going to be worse off. The economy won't be stronger. It'll be weaker under Bill Shorten. And that's why this next election is incredibly important. It determines the economy that everyone will live in for the next decade. And that's why we need to keep our economy strong. But I want to thank you for your time today. It's great to be with you. And I think this budget is going to make a big difference for communities all across the country. But the thing about migrant communities is we're all Australians. We're all migrants, unless we're Indigenous. It doesn't matter where we came 10 generations ago or 10 minutes ago. We've all come from somewhere else, and that's what makes Australia such a great place. Thanks very much for your time.
Mr. Morrison, thank you very much.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.